Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Dolo White Podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. Follow Cinema Anywhere Nashville on Instagram and book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience today. Hey, it's Dolo White, and this is the Dolo White Podcast. First of all, a little mistake. This is actually episode 39, and when I started the conversation with my guest today, I said episode 40. Now, I realize that literally nobody would have ever caught that, but I caught it, and my family and I are on vacation this week, so I just didn't feel like going back to fix it. So here I am ratting myself out for no apparent reason at all. Anyway, my guest today is Marcus Fitzgerald Jr. If you're familiar with this podcast, you already know that I've had the head coach of Tennessee State University's men's basketball team, Coach Brian Penny Collins, on to talk about highly recruited black athletes choosing HBCUs. And I've also had Master P and his son, Hersey Miller, on to talk about Hersey's decision to attend TSU. And today we have Marcus. If you're from Nashville, you know how prominent the Fitzgerald family is, and Marcus grew up playing ball right here, and his decision to attend TSU made him quite the hometown hero. Now, much of this podcast is about seeing the world in a different light. This is very much a what if the world was like this instead podcast, and with NIL recently passing in the NCAA, student athletes can finally make money off of their names, image, and likenesses, which means that the what if has actually been fulfilled in their case. Now, we know what the NIL is going to mean for top tier athletes. It means big brands will start signing them fresh out of high school and probably make them millionaires. But what does it mean for hometown heroes like Marcus? That's one of the many things we discussed in this episode. So let's get it started. Welcome to the Dolo White Podcast.
Live.
Yeah, what's up?
This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though.
A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
It's the Dolo White Podcast.
Episode 40 now, the Dolo White Podcast. My guest today, the hometown hero himself, Marcus Fitzgerald Jr. What's good, bro?
What's up? What's up?
Man, I appreciate you being here. I know you're going into what, year two at Tennessee State University?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And I want to talk to you about NIL, because I think when a lot of people think about NIL, they think of, you know, the Zion Williamsons of the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're going to immediately be sponsored by the biggest brands and make millions of dollars their freshman year of college.
Yeah.
But for you, it's going to be a little bit different. Now,
mm-hmm.
your story is probably different than the average, you know what I'm saying, collegiate athlete, just because you're from Nashville.
Right.
You come from a very prominent family in Nashville. You're basically a legendary ball player in Nashville, and you decided to stay here to play ball at Tennessee State. So
mm-hmm.
you're probably going to get a little bit more love than the average athlete,
right.
I would think. What is it exactly meant to you so far, and what do you think it can mean to you in the future?
Yeah, so you talked about Zion Williamson. It's like, it's two sides. It's like if you're a national big athlete
mm-hmm.
and then if you local. So it's those two people can make the most money, like be the biggest, because the whole nation knows you. And then if you stay home, you the hometown kid. So everybody want to support that.
Right.
I'm trying to get into it now. I've been working on my management and just my merch and all that stuff. So just trying to get it all together right now. But yeah, it's gonna be big.
Is that hard to focus on when like you already, you know, have to go to school, you got to play ball, you got practice, you got to stay in shape in the off season, and then all of a sudden now you have to worry about brand images, you know what I mean? Which is something like when I went to college in 1996, I was not an athlete by any means, but I didn't have any eyes on me. I could do whatever I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And as an 19-year-old kid, not having any eyes on you doing
right.
what you want to do is probably a good thing. But
right.
for you, it's a little bit different. So that's another thing that you have to worry about mm-hmm. on top of everything else.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be something that I got to get used to juggling. But
yeah.
I just focus on the basketball and the school first. And then everything else is going to come.
I think another thing, especially for people, you know, in my age group, that's a lot different than people in your age group, is that we didn't grow up with social media. Social
yeah.
media is something that we adapted to and learned on the fly. So what kind of is the difference? What was it like growing up with this thing that I didn't have as
yeah.
a kid? You know what I mean?
You just got to like worry about everything that you say and post. Somebody always watching. So
yeah.
you can't ever think that you just just can do something and then somebody not going to see it, or post something and somebody not going to see it. Because as soon as you post it, somebody, right, they're going to see it, screenshot it, something. So you just got to just be on your P's and Q's.
I think knowing that is good. Knowing that you kind of have to have that, your own kind of filter there, because yeah, you see a lot of people now getting in trouble for things they said 10 years ago, right, when they were 17, 18 years old. And right, part of you is like, yeah, that's fucked up. You said that. Right. But the other part is like, yo, you were 17. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? You could, I said some fucked up things when I was 17.
I'd be thinking of like now, I'd be going on my Twitter. I was like, man, I got to see what I say. Somebody can go back and see that. So it's just something you got to just look at.
So when you chose Tennessee State, I know you had options, but there's a lot of buzz. If you're outside of, if you're listening to this outside of Nashville, there's a lot of buzz about Tennessee State University basketball right now. And rightfully so, because you guys are really putting together quite the squad over there. Mm-hmm. But you, and Coach Penny told me this himself, you were kind of the first one. You're the one, he said, when he got you, he knew he could get other people. Yeah. And so what was it about the situation at Tennessee State that made you choose Tennessee State?
Just Coach Penny, no matter what school he was at, he always recruited me and offered me, like, every school he was at since eighth grade. I was thinking, like, I could go all these other places, but, like, who gonna love me for real and just let me rock, like, for me? Just try to make me better, just hold me to a standard that nobody else can. So just Coach Penny, just...
I love the fact that Coach Penny was able to kind of dream bigger, because, I mean, I think he shoots shots at, you could be the number one recruit in the nation, and he's like, you know, I'm gonna shoot my shot.
Get him. He think he can get him too.
I love that about him. I mean, and does that kind of confidence kind of go on to you as well?
Like, and it's going on to the whole team. Like, if you didn't come in TSU with confidence, you're going to have it. Like, from our coaches, they going, the way they talk, the way they just put it in us. Like, we know, like, that we can do something special just from them.
I think you guys are going to do something special, man. And Coach Penny and I had this this conversation on a podcast I did with him, mm-hmm, you know, a couple months back. And it was just basically like, what if all the highly recruited black athletes started going to HBCUs? And the difference, especially here, I can't speak on any other HBCU because I don't know any as well as I know Tennessee State. But I can say that at Tennessee State, you guys go make a deep run into the tournament, there's going to be a fucking statue of you on Jefferson Street. You know what I'm saying? Like,
facts.
Real. Like, it's going to be built. And do you feel pressure because of that? Or is it like, you also kind of feel like you're the underdog too, right? Like,
I mean, yeah, of course it's pressure, but it's good. It's good pressure, because if it goes good, then you're the best. You're the best ever. So I feel like the good outweighs the bad in that. So, I mean, if you don't do it, whatever, you still get to go back and do it. But if you do it, it's legendary. Like, it's nothing to get better than that.
And you'll be like, number one, you know what I mean? Like, you'll be the ones that originally did this, and you being the one that kind of started this trend at Tennessee State is saying, yo, like, this is 100% what I want to do and what I want to go. Was he able to sell you that vision of what's happening now?
Yeah.
Are you surprised that it actually happened now? Because sometimes people will say something like, hey, this is what I want to do. Right. And that's great that you want to do that, but to actually do it is a whole other thing.
Some stuff that's happening now is a surprise. Yeah. I ain't see it coming, especially this soon. But everything else he said, that how I was going to be, how the team was going to be, it's coming.
Wow, man. And the potential of the team. I know you guys had a lot of transfers this year too, from like SEC,
Georgia, Illinois State, Purdue, UAB,
you guys got a squad coming over there, man.
Murray State, Samford, all that.
Yeah, and the culture of the games, I think, is something else that you guys are going to be building on this year. I know your first year was COVID, and there was nobody in the stands. Is that
nobody?
Yeah,
nobody.
How was that playing with nobody in the stands?
It was hard, ups and downs, because you go into a gym. First of all, if the gym is like cold and airy, like, you going, and there's nobody in the crowd, so you can't feel no energy from them. So it's just, you got to get yourself going. And sometimes, like, we had trouble with that last year, like getting ourselves going, because, you know, our team was like, we need the fans, like, we need the energy. Like, I need to be able to look and be like, okay, it's lit in here, so I'm about to go crazy. But we didn't have that, so it was ups and downs with the games.
Did the games feel more like practices?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like scrimmages, like.
Yeah.
I'd be like, man, I used to be like,
this shit actually counts. Like, you gotta keep reminding yourself, you gotta get going.
Like, I gotta get going.
Yeah, this counts in the win-loss column. To me, it would be like if I showed up at a club and there was nobody there and they were like, go hard and DJ, I'd be like, for who?
Yeah, like you're practicing all week and then like a party or something, and then it's like nobody there.
Yeah.
And then, like, I could have just been practicing. We could have just keep practicing. But
I wonder if there's a lesson in that you'll understand one day, or if there already is one. I don't know. If there is one, share it. But
I mean, I just gonna appreciate everything, every fan that come, every game that's packed, like, it's just gonna be a different feeling, because I felt when it was nobody there.
Yeah, and I feel like you guys are going to start packing games out really early this season, yeah, man. Just because
it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, and I don't know. I've been here almost 20 years now. I don't know that the Gentry Center's been like that for TSU.
The year before last, it was crazy. Yeah. I went to almost every game, but it was crazy then. So I can just imagine how it's going
to
be now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be. I think you're looking at 7,000 to 10,000 every game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, and yeah. That's packing out the Gentry Center, which is
that's crazy.
And then you got the band too. And I think that whole culture of what you guys are bringing in, like, I don't know that that's been seen before in college basketball, period. Yeah. Like the 10,000 Nashville people that are going to be at these games is different than any other collegiate sporting event in the country.
Facts. You know, like nobody else, no other schools got that culture of, like, especially HBCUs. It's just, I ain't never seen how TSU does it. So. Yeah. Just from any other HBCU also. So
I think you guys are inventing how TSU does it right now, which is
that's
dope.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
Like, you're a part of that. Like, no matter where you go on from here, you know, if this is still the same culture in 20 years, you come back and be like, yo, I was the first one to say that, yo, this is what I wanted to do. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think that's going to mean a lot. So let's talk about your background, because your family, the Fitzgerald family, is quite the prominent family in Nashville. So I know you're the son of Marcus Fitzgerald Sr., a.k.a. the City Paper, who I've known for the 20 years that I've been here. Your grandfather is legendary Coach Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
What did it mean to grow up kind of in that Fitzgerald family environment here?
It's hard to tell because I was just always used to it, like just in it, but I couldn't tell the difference. But once I got to like a little older, like middle school, I started to be able to like see the difference, like the standard that I had to, you know, do, like every game, the pressure from people just wanting to see me just play or like do good or do bad. Just, it was just a lot of stuff that was that you could tell the difference between, okay, other people don't got to go through the same thing that I got to do.
And your grandfather, he touched so many people throughout. Yeah. How long did he teach? How long did he coach? Like
30 years.
30 years? 40 years?
40 years.
Yeah. I mean, how many lives did he touch? Change, and you know what I'm saying, and coach through those difficult years of high school and middle school, you know what I mean, and just knowing that, like, you're playing in front of all of these people that your grandfather probably touches is got to be a feeling that
somebody tell me I play for your granddad every day, like every day, a different person. I'm like oh, okay,
a different person from a different school. All right, the big news back in spring was the commit from Hersey Miller, Master P's son.
Yeah.
So were you surprised at that? Did you know that was coming, or is that something that...
Yeah, I knew it was coming. Yeah. I felt like Woj, like, you know how for the NBA, like, he always report like everything before it happened. Like, I knew it was coming.
You could have tweeted that.
Yeah,
huh?
First of all, I've been knowing Hersey like for a while, since we was like kids. So we always used to play against each other, play against his pop's team. I didn't even know Coach Penny was recruiting him until he had hit me. And it was like, asking me about it, what I think and stuff. And I was like, what? I'm not going to tell you nothing. Like, come play with me, like, right now. So, but I didn't know how hard he was feeling it at first. But we had started talking more and more about it. And he was just like, yeah, I'm about to commit. So I was I was like, man. So I was throwing hints, like, to people. I was like, yeah, we about to get somebody. Like, you know, it's about to be lit. So he committed, and then I was like, man, I was just running around. I was like, yeah, that's what we need.
And then that brought a big national spotlight, and I know there's a kid in Nashville now, and I don't know how much you're allowed to talk about this or not. So if you need to shut up, I understand. No, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I know there's a kid named Brandon Miller here now that is nationally recruited, and I believe you guys are in the mix. Yeah. Are you not? Yeah. So would you like to try to recruit Brandon Miller here?
I recruit him every day. we talk every day.
You grew up playing with him, right?
Yeah. Since we was little. So that's my boy. He's coming on he visited last month, and he's coming on another official visit in August when school actually starts. So we're going to try to make that lit for him.
Yeah. What can the rest of the city do to make sure that happens? Because
go comment on his page.
constantly.
Brand Miller. I think that's Instagram. Go comment. TSU needs you right now. Like, that'll be the biggest commitment ever.
That would be your, third year playing for them at that point? If he comes in, it'll be next season.
Right.
So that would be you, him, and Hersey on the squad. That's It's a good start. I'll say that. I know you don't like to make predictions, but that's a good start if Brandon Miller comes. I feel like that's a run in the tournament. And I can't imagine, like, if Tennessee State makes it, if you guys make it to the tournament, and we're going to speak that into existence. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to say when you guys make it to the tournament. I know Nashville hosts games sometimes. So mm-hmm. We're going to put it out in the atmosphere that you guys are going to get to play a tournament game here at the Bridgestone Arena.
It's going
to
line up for sure.
Yeah. And I think so. Can you imagine what that would be like?
I can't. Dreams.
It would be like homecoming again, because I feel like everybody would come in town to watch you guys play the Bridgestone in the tournament, man. Like, that would be
crazy.
The littest of the lit. You also do music, though. Let's talk about your music, man. Yeah. Is that something that you got from your father? Is that something that you just wanted to kind of do? Do you like your father's music? I know it's older now. You got to ask, because, you know, the younger kids are into different.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard still.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Every time I'm on the interstate, I still say I'm on it. My wife's like, "Where you at?" I'm like, "I'm on the interstate with a whole key." You know what I'm saying? Like, to this day, by the way, I've never had a key on an interstate in my life, but I still say that line for sure from your father.
I feel like some part of it is from him for sure, just because of what I always been around. But I just always liked a whole bunch of different type of music, you know, mm-hmm. listen to everything. So when I got to the point where, like, okay, I'm going to just try, because, like, my friends, like, they was rapping and stuff. So they was like, "Nah, you need to just try it." So they was, like, rapping, like, about stuff that I couldn't really rap about. Right. So I'm trying to make it, like, a different way with just, like, rap about, like, just living, having fun.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, so, man. Like, that's what I got from it was like, it's a good vibe. It's something that you could just throw on and feel good about. It's about feeling good music.
Right.
You know what
just,
I mean?
I want to be in the games warming up. They can play my music. Like, all right, just get everybody lit.
I think that probably will happen, man. I think there's a lot of things that are going to happen at TSU games this year. And I could definitely see that being one of them. And, you know, you're the big shot, you know, and the other team calls timeout. They throw your record on. You got to.
We
got to
play it. We're going up by 20 if that happens.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as that happens, we going up by 20. Like, it ain't no.
I'm looking forward to the season, man. I think you guys are really building something special, and I think you definitely have the right person coaching you, mm-hmm. not just in basketball, but through life, man, because Coach Penny is just an all-around good dude, man, and you seem the same. So, mm-hmm. you know, all the best of luck to you guys. Is there anything we missed out on here? Like, you got merch, too, right? You got merch. Yeah, you got to buy them that number one TSU jersey.
I got merch. Yeah. The website is Marcus Fitzgerald Jr. .com. So yeah, you can just go on there and get it. It's out, and now we're working on some more shirts. It's a few shirts on there right now.
I can promise everybody just
come out, support this season.
Yeah.
Get season tickets, all that, because please get season tickets, because I don't want to hear it. Like, I don't want to hear you ain't get in. I just get them now. It's going to pay off for sure.
Your phone going to be blowing up an hour before game time. I got to warm up. Like,
I ain't got no more tickets for you.
Right.
So get them now.
Marcus Fitzgerald Jr., man, thank you. Shout out your socials real quick, and we'll let you out.
So yeah, follow me on Instagram at Marcus Fitzgerald Jr. Twitter, Marcus Fitz 3. Yeah, all that. Just follow me.
And buy that merch, man. I'm gonna go grab my shirt as soon as you guys re-up.
For sure.
Man, good luck this season. I'll be at a couple games. I'm gonna bring my daughter to a couple games. And
thank you for having me too.
Hey, awesome. Man. Thank you for coming in. Anytime we'll do this again. And you know, once you guys make those deep runs, man, don't forget about us up here. We'll, you know, still have you guys in whenever you want.
Never.
All right?
For sure.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. You can book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience right now, starting at only $350. Cinema Anywhere Nashville provides your choice of a 16, 24, 36, or even a 100-foot screen plus projector setup and sound system. This is a super dope service that wouldn't just be great for corporate and work events, but also birthday and holiday parties, or if you just want to get some people together to celebrate the end of the pandemic, or if you want to have a romantic evening with your significant other. Cinema Anywhere Nashville is perfect for all of those things. They have the right experience for you. Follow them on Instagram right now at Cinema Anywhere Nashville and book your cinema experience today. All right, want to say thank you once again to my guest, Marcus Fitzgerald Jr. If you're in the Nashville area, definitely keep your eyes on Tennessee State University men's basketball this season. It's going to be lit, man. Anyway, make sure you're following me on all my social media platforms, TikTok, Clubhouse, Instagram, Twitter, everything is at DolaWhite101, DolaWhite101. And no matter the platform that you're listening to this podcast on right now, make sure you subscribe, make sure you follow. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, go on and hit me off with them 5 stars. Write me a good review as well. I definitely appreciate that. Back next week with a brand new episode. It's going to drop Wednesday. My guest, Danielle McGee. She owns the Black Business Boom. And we'll talk about black business on the next episode of the Dolar White Podcast. I'm out.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.